Hello and welcome to WBAI's Candidate Forum for the 2023 Delegate Elections. Today, we will hear from various listener candidates running to represent you on WBAI's local station board. We have 28 total candidates running for 9 seats. You can find more information online at elections.pacifica.org. Are you able to hear? I'm speaking to the candidates now. Please maintain silence for a few minutes. I'm Catherine Davis, the moderator for this forum. The forum starts with candidate statements, followed by questions from you, the listener. You can call in. Our call-in number is 212-209-2877. You can also send emails with your questions to radio@wbai.org. Okay. If someone happens to be in the Zoom session, you could always raise your hand. Please note that all the viewpoints presented are those of the participants and do not reflect the position of the Pacifica Foundation or WBAI. All participants must respect each other and abide by the ground rules, which the candidates have agreed to in advance. Neither candidate or listeners may use derogatory language. Anyone using such language will be immediately and permanently removed from the forum. Each candidate has 2 minutes to make an opening statement. Candidates, we don't have a time clock. I'll call time so that you'll be able to come close to your 2 minutes. And after that, we'll receive questions from all of you who are listening. So when you call in that number, 212-209-2877, I'll put you on hold. You'll have 1 minute to give your name and your question, and the candidates will each answer in turn for 1 minute. So let's start with our candidate statements. Let's begin with Carolyn Burden.
Thank you, Catherine. Can you hear me? Your voice is very soft, and I don't know if it's my computer or not, but can you hear me well?
I do hear you.
All right. I can hardly hear you, but if anyone can't hear me, please speak up. I have a lot more than 2 minutes to say, but I will try to rush. It's been a long time since I've been a candidate for the board, and I'm happy to try again. I have a few things I would like to accomplish this time around, and one of them is to improve access to an improvement of our website. Our website at WBAI.org is a little bit hard to navigate. And I would like to see a lot more detail on there and a lot more ways of making it accessible. A second target of mine is a folio or a printed publication about the station that I would like to see sent out to all of the listeners. And it might be monthly, might be more often than that, but I think something in print that you can hang around the house and look at once in a while is very important, and it gives people some tangible sense that they're connected to the station. I don't know of any organization that I belong to that doesn't send me weekly reminders, not even monthly, but weekly reminders of who they are and what they want to talk about. So that is a goal of mine. It has been for a while, and I've never been able to realize it. I hope this time around I can. And the third thing I would like to work on is to create a survey of all of our members. We need to know who they are, what they like, what they don't like, when and how they listen, what they want to hear going forward, how they'd like to communicate with the station, and any other questions, and get some data about them. Our list needs updating, but we also need to establish some channels of communication. And I think a survey of all the members, which we can talk about how to fund that later, is really necessary and important. We have, to my knowledge, never had one, really.
Time.
I've made two attempts, and this is probably a good time to try that. Thank you.
Thank you. And next on our list is Dr. Shia, who hasn't joined us as of yet. Gail Bay is not joined yet. Bruce Greff, you're next.
All right, thanks. Hi, this is Bruce Greif. I'm running for the LSB. Welcome to Alice in BAI land. Like Alice in Wonderland, if you dive into the inner workings of the stations in Pacifica, you'll discover that things are not always as they seem or prescribed by the mission statement. The mission statement is a clear, concise, and unambiguous raison d'etre for the network and why listeners have donated millions of dollars. Unfortunately, in the past 5 or 6 years, many people consider it a dated, irrelevant, inconvenient piece of paper to be ignored. BAI and Pacifica and the other stations have innumerable problems operating and executing. Free speech, et cetera, is great, but it's also a business, not a kid's lemonade stand. Can't pay the tower, rent, payroll? Forget about broadcasting free speech. The PNB, the EDs, and the LSBs have kicked the can down the road for several years now, including 2 years of PPP manna from heaven. Well, there is no more road. We also have a serious Hatfield and McCoy problem. If two fire companies arrive at a house fire and argue about who is first and who gets the hydrant, things are not going to go well. I have a background in process control and IT, worked at chemical pulp and paper plants, later bulge bracket banks, so I'm familiar with KPI, SWOT, project planning, blah, blah, blah. This is overkill, but we need at least a simple version of these things so that we know where we are and where we need to get to. Market research? Question mark. Like Carolyn said, volunteers? Question mark. Young people? Question mark. Outreach and PR? Question mark. BAI is some of the best radio in New York City, doing stuff nobody else is doing that nobody knows about. There's a lot of work that needs doing with a sane approach to running a community, cooperative, collective radio station and putting BAI back on the map and on track.
Time.
If you want to chat, Zaraz, Zarazco at gmail.com or 516-887-9999. This is Bruce Greif running for the LSB. Thanks.
Thank you. And next, Michael Nickerson.
Hello, family. Glad to be here with you all. First, let me say, I'm here and I want everyone
to know I'm enthusiastically ready to jump in and work where needed. You know, I would venture to believe everyone here comes to this station and all would have actionable ideas to help the station in its mission and vision. Personally, as a listener for probably close to 20 years plus, I've been on the outside looking in, you know, to the station's obvious challenges. And, you know, since I've become a candidate, I've become aware of a few more things, you know, that I'd like to learn more about. You know, I'm sure that I have much in common with others, and I'm open to work with all individuals who are positive in their outlooks and also realistic, even with areas that the station may find challenging to broach. Lastly, I think that although the station is a not-for-profit, it must be run as a business. You know, I challenge all to Google the acronym SWOT, and that's SWOT, which stands for strength, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. We all can understand this concept, and we can magnify our individual efforts exponentially by working together. This is Michael Nicholson. Thank you.
Thank you. And coming up next is Jack DePalma.
Thank you, Linda. Oh, thank you, Catherine. I'm sorry. This is Jack DePalma. Please put me in the ranking of your voting. I've been around WBAI all my life, and I'm pushing 70 years old. I started listening when I was a teenager. I worked with the station when I took a year off from my job on Wall Street, helping move stuff out of the back room to get the premiums to the customer. I helped them move off Wall Street. I wanted them to move off Wall Street because WBAI, as a not-for-profit, didn't belong on Wall Street. And now I see what's going on, and I'm kind of shocked because it's really obvious. We live in a very difficult environment. New York is a very expensive city to be in. And you might say that that's what happened to us when we were on the Empire State Building. But now we have to be very smart about how we navigate, because there are people in California that don't want us to survive in New York City as part of Pacifica as a non-for-profit. Ultimately and fundamentally, we are a business. We're a media outlet. We're an entertainment center. But we're also something that's really hard to operate as a business, a media center, and a outlet for alternative points of view. And important points of view in America, like pacifism, like, climate issues, like concerns about how the money is spent and who they spend it on. So I believe that WBAI must thrive, because we have to grow our listenership. We have to increase our income, meaning from all forms, whether it be we get the CPB money, we get volunteer support. We get $1 from 500 people or $500 from one person. Regardless of what it is, we have to see that as the biggest issue as to why we're not really doing very well. And I think the big news that everybody got, but nobody talks about, is that this is happening all over the media landscape. This is happening in California. It's happening in San Francisco. It's happening system-wide to Pacifica. So we are obligated to make New York City pay its own bills. I'm determined to continue what's happened over the last 5, 10, 15 years to get us back to the CPB and to get us back to getting New York City back on its feet with good content, good radio shows, good support, and listeners supporting WBAI.
Time.
As Bruce said, this is the best radio station in New York City all my life. Thank you very much, Catherine.
Thank you. And so now we have one caller so far, and we're going to bring up that caller with their question. So, caller, please give your name and your question. Let me give the number out again, 212-209-2877. Join us for this candidate forum. Hello, caller, you're on the air.
I have one question for all of the people who have spoken thus far. And that is the following. Let's imagine that you're all elected to the LSB and or reelected, as it might be. And you have done your darndest working with your co-LSB members to rid the foundation of its fiscal crisis and to increase listenership. And every idea you've put forth is rejected, or it's just not able to be done. And you've done everything that you can do as an LSB member. To what length would you go to as an LSB member elected by the listeners to really turn things around, quite seriously, to turn them around?
Thank you. So let's go first to Jack DePalma. Why don't you answer that question?
Yeah, it's a wonderful question. The problem is that the community can't support the radio station as it's structured. Too much of our content doesn't have enough listenership. Too many of the radio shows, as the caller knows, don't have a lot of people that are buddying or contributing. So we have to play health premiums that are somewhat dubious in value. To me, I don't get my health advice from the radio station. I get my health advice from my doctor, from things that I learn about. So I would just make the comment that sometimes people think that, you know, WBAI, you know, can magically increase its listenership. And I'm on the LSB, therefore I can make it happen because I'm going to work to make it happen. And when people call up and say, oh, you're on the LSB, they kind of sometimes misunderstand the failure of the LSB is not the failure of the LSB. It's the failure of the whole community that supports the radio station, because we don't have enough basic funding to make the radio station, according to the Pacifica model, support itself. All right, New York City is very expensive. It's happening all across media in the United States, I believe in all the stations of Pacifica. But the real problem is not the LSB. The problem is that it's brought many times to the producer, as was brought to the LSB, that we need to get more premium hour drives that we can put on the air that'll raise a few thousand dollars every time we run them. And that's really our biggest problem, that we're using old content and we're using old media to try to raise money from people that have given and given. And many times those people are not the best off people in New York City. And if you don't appeal to the people that have the money, if you don't get that CPB money, if you keep putting on content that, you know, is only appealing to one small group of people.
Time. I didn't mean for you to stop that call.
No, I know when my time is up, and I was trying to wind down, Catherine. Thank you very much. I understand.
Okay.
We need more supporters with money that'll support the radio content that we put out. And sometimes we have to change to make that what's working for us.
Excellent. So let's see, where are we going next is Michael Nickerson.
Hello. To answer that question, I'm not presently on the board and to have some ideas for raising funds. From what I've understood, I think Pacifica is, you know, the gatekeeper to, I think, the end result of decisions that are made here. Aside from that, we do need to increase listenership. We also need to educate the public. If they don't know of us, then they won't listen. So I think there has to be an education campaign and a marketing campaign for the station, not just for funds, but for listeners. That's my idea.
Thank you. And why don't we go next to Bruce?
All right. I think I understand what the listener was asking between the lines. And I'll key off of, you know, what Carolyn said about a market survey, and we've talked about this before. It's absolutely essential. We have no idea who our listeners are or who they could be or what, you know, young people would be interested in listening to. We're just guessing. You throw a program up on the wall and see if it grows an audience. And if it doesn't, you know, pop it off and try another one. I don't think that the LSB needs to wait around for the station to do something The LSP can just go and do a market research survey, or the LSP can go and do outreach. And if you read the bylaws carefully, it does not say that the LSP can't do this and can't do that and can't do the other thing. It says, you know, they're supposed to have oversight of the programming and some other things with kind of a light touch, but it doesn't prevent them from just jumping in the bus, the keys in the ignition, and drive off with it. So what I would suggest is the LSP, and to key off of what Michael said, you know, SWOT analysis, well, we could do that too. I mean, WBAI was the only radio station that had Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez on the radio when she was a waitress. They were the first radio station to put her on. They've done any number of amazing things that nobody knows about. So maybe we need to toot our own horn, and maybe the LSP should be the ones to do it, you know, because other people have too many other things to do. That's it. I'm done.
Thank you. And Carolyn Burden.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, that's an interesting question, but actually the Community Advisory Board has a legal responsibility to survey the listeners and find out these questions. And I'm sorry that Neil Vos and Tom Morata are not on here. I imagine they're having difficulty, technical difficulties, but they're on the CAB and I am. And I think the CAB has not really stepped up to that particular responsibility of surveying the lister. If you look at the description of the responsibilities of the Community Advisory Board, it is to get in touch with the listeners, find out how well they're being served and what they need and what they want. So when I said that one of the things I wanted to do on the board was to do a survey of the listeners, Bruce and I actually talked about this in the past. It probably should be with the CAB if we can do that. Otherwise, the board can do it, or anyone could probably do it. We have the right to access the membership, whether on the board or the CAB or not. So I do think that's an important question. The other problem is, I think it's marketing. It's not how good or bad our programs are. It's who gets to find out about them. And we're just not doing a good job in that area, I'm afraid. Do we have a time limit, by the way, on our responses? I could go on for an hour.
Yeah, you're just about out of time.
2 minutes, 1 minute, three?
It's 1 minute, and
1 minute. Okay,
Can I jump in
with a comment on Carolyn's comment?
Is that allowed? Why don't you bring it into the next question, or I'm not sure that I'll double check about commenting on other people's comments. Okay, so I have a question for you that is by email from Michael. Though the bylaws are voluminous and complex, they unfortunately don't envision all possibilities and didn't envision as happened that an election wouldn't get held last year because of the lack of funds. Although there are provisions for lower-ranked runners-up to replace LSB members in certain specific instances, failure to hold an election was not given as such a reason. This is a long question. And there was a specification in the bylaws that existing board members should continue in office when elections have not been held successfully, despite the otherwise applicable 6-year term limitation. So maybe this is the question. Has it been helpful or productive for WBAI and Pacifica to be criticized because LSB members continued in office instead of being replaced by runner-up candidates who the voters ranked lower when voting? If so, how? So I'm hoping that you were able to grasp that long question. Let us start with this time, Bruce.
All right. I mean, that issue has been a total mess. We now have two LSPs at KPFK. No, I'm the real LSP. No, I'm the real LSP. And it's just been a total, it's been a total mess. Myself personally, I think that's the least of our troubles. You know, if the state, if KPFK can't pay their electric bill and Mount Wilson goes off the air, that's a much bigger problem. Pacifica has an addiction to arguing about the bylaws. And what I'm suggesting with the analogy of the fire company is like when your house is burning, you don't worry about, like, you know, which furniture comes out first. You just grab everything that you can and haul it out the door. So that would be basically my answer to that. And then just let me jump in to Carolyn. The CAB definitely needs to do a survey. As a matter of fact, they're supposed to do a community needs assessment. But I think what the LSP can do is to help motivate that. And also we can start adding mini surveys to the bottom of the newsletter, the Constant Contact newsletter that goes out. In other words, the LSP can pressure the station, or either do it themselves or pressure the station. You need to do this. It needs to be at the bottom of the Constant Contact. You need to collect it. That's it. I'm done.
Thank you. And Carolyn?
Well, Bruce inadvertently raised a point. I am not on the WBAI mailing list. I sent in my change of email address to the general manager, excuse my voice, about 6 months ago, but it never made it to the list. So I don't even have this Constant Contact newsletter. And I wonder how many other members have moved, changed, et cetera, and aren't hearing from us. I am not familiar with the problem that Michael raises, although I understand the issue. I do think that elections should be held when they're supposed to, and runners up should not be held over long when there's an election ready to go. I don't know how it would work out to do anything else. And obviously, a lot of other people think so too, because there is an election in progress. So I think maybe the question is irrelevant at the moment.
Thank you. Jack, did you answer this
one? Yes, thank you, Catherine. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the bylaws don't say what to do if you don't have any money. So that's what everybody's talking about. We ain't got no money. Just like when the bylaws didn't make us have a yearly audit, we didn't get any CPP money. So part of what's happening is that, as Bruce said, there's internal fighting going on. And sometimes the lawsuit, which was instituted in California, is not enough. They want to take us off the air because they think that we're not, providing enough money to the common pot of money. Unfortunately, when Pacifica had no money to run the election in 2022, people like me had to stick around because there was nobody going to take the place with a sense of what was important to go on, because there was no money to run an election. When they took it to court in California, in Los Angeles, like Mr. Greif, like Bruce said, they were fighting to maintain a LSB that might be looking to not pay their bills. It was a shock to me when I listened to KPFK that even though they're complaining about what's going on in New York, much like Berkeley complains about what goes on in New York, they were short near $1 million a year for 4 years in a row, and they were hiding it. So a lot of times people don't understand why we don't have any money. And one of the reasons is because there are a lot of people in the station, in the network, in the bigger Pacifica family that want to fight amongst themselves rather than recognize what we're supposed to be doing with our radio network, which is raising listenership, raising money from those listeners to support the radio station. As far as the CAB is concerned, Ms. Burden is absolutely right. The CAB is actually the recognized entity of the CPB. However, Pacifica runs on a democracy of LSBs, and that CPB guidelines, which makes the CAB the actual decider, two more sentences, mm-hmm. that makes the CAB the decider of what we do is really a little different than Pacifica because of LSB structure, the democracy of the LSB. And therefore, if the CAB had a bank account and they could actually send out surveys of listenerships, of listeners, of listener interest, of opinions about what the content and the programming is, that might help us out, Bruce. But the problem is they have no way to do that because the CAB is not really well prepared to do that survey of the listenership.
Time.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Catherine.
I also just want to mention that I see two additional calls into the Zoom forum, but I'm not able to determine who you are. If you are candidates, please put your names there. You have to identify yourself. I won't be able to bring you up if all I see is a phone number. Okay, we have a listener caller.
Hello, Catherine.
Yes?
This is Doc Shaw, and the only way we can come on is through the phone. That will be myself, and Gail Bay is on another line.
Okay, hold on. So you're this is Dr. Shaw. Okay. All right.
Okay, and this is Gail Bay. I'm on the line also.
Okay, so I'm just going to try to identify you. So since you've come in late, I would before going to the next question, Dr. Shaw, would you like to give your 2-minute introductory statement.
Sure. Thank you for having me, first of all, and thank you for doing it, Catherine.
You're welcome.
I am, of course, it's actually Doc Shaw is my moniker that my young people called me by for the past 12 plus years. My full name is Dr. Shaw K. Bay. I have been on the LSB for the past 2 years, and we have to admit, we have to have something new coming. Although I want to talk about myself to some degree, but it's not about me. It's about the station and it's about the network. And we have too many people living in the past and who want to bring up the past. And yet they do a lot of talking, but when it comes to doing real action, they won't. Myself and others that I'm working with have decided to pay for these elections to get us out of court. The other people who want to tell you that this can't be done and that can't be done have been saying the same thing for 40 years, and it's time to stop it. Insanity is repeating the same things while expecting a new outcome. I have seen the insanity up close. Many of the people who are new who are running because they have been donating and giving monies, and we've seen nothing for it. We have to begin again, do what's necessary to save the AI, and thus Pacifica. And the first thing we must do is represent the members, not our own political interests. And I will continue to do that. When I get emails from people, they get responded to, and I send it on. I don't make excuses, and we need to stop with people with all the excuses. People like myself get it done. Got it done by working with other people. And I will continue to get it done for WBAI by working with other people. We have a full schedule of things that are going to be happening, outreach that we are not waiting for someone to pay for. We are paying for that. People will be able to talk to us. You'll have phone numbers for all the LSB members that if they choose to answer, they can. If they don't want to, you will know that they just don't want to. Full email addresses for all LSB members that the members, as it should be, ask questions and respond to. I've been on the board with BGO. I've been on the board with HRO, which is a PBS station. Never seen such behaviors as goes on here. And all the talk you're hearing about monies that might be coming in and getting CPB funding is nonsense. Pie in the sky. Not going to happen. We have been told repeatedly, you can put all your financial paperwork in order. We are dysfunctional. And as such, we will not, I repeat, not be getting CPB money. We must do it for ourselves. And I'm saying, I'm here. Help the station do it. I've done it, and I will continue.
Thank you. And Gail Bay, do you want to give your 2-minute opening statement?
I don't really have a very cogent opening statement, but I am certainly willing to work with others to get us this station back on track. And that's really all I can offer is my energy and willingness to work with others who do want to save this very, very important line of outreach to others. So that I'm willing to do, even though I am kind of new. I am new to all of this. Thank you.
Thank you. And we're going to bring up our caller. Hopefully you're still there, caller. Please give your name and your question.
Yes, this is Michael. I hope you can hear me.
Speak up, yeah.
Yeah, when people talk about turning over rocks at WBAI and suggest things like forensic audits, is that helpful for the station in Pacifica, or does it create doubt and negativity and drive away listeners and donors and maybe new show hosts and good new talent?
Okay, thank you. And why don't we invite Dr. Bay to respond first? Dr. Shia, I'm sorry.
Hold on a second.
We can go.
Could you repeat the question? I didn't hear that.
I don't. Caller, can you repeat your question?
Yes, I'll be happy to do that.
A little louder. I'm sorry. My computer is bad, but I'd appreciate it.
I'm saying when people talk about turning over rocks at WBI or suggest things like forensic audits, is that helpful for the station? Pacifica.
Is everybody there?
Or does it create doubt and negativity? And does it drive away listeners and donors and maybe good new show hosts or good talent that could be coming to the station? Is that enough for everyone?
Okay. Hopefully that will be enough. Thank you. Dr. Shia, do you want to answer that question?
I cannot hear the question at all.
Oh. Okay, so Michael, email me the question.
If you could just repeat what was said.
I can't. But if you email me the question, I will read it. Can anyone else, did anyone else hear it sufficiently?
Catherine, could I respond?
Yes, please.
In a previous listener forum on air, there was a candidate for the LSB who suggested that we needed a forensic audit, and there was a serious need for transparency. Well, I've been attending finance committee meetings now going on 5 years, and I've been interacting with various members of the WBAI family for 10 years. There's transparency all over the network. Well, maybe not in every station across the network, but in our station, you could attend the finance meetings. You could talk to the general manager. You could hear the treasurer's report. You also could go to KPFTX. If you really want to understand what's going on with the national finances and listen to the finance meetings of the national board. So when people talk about audits, what they're really talking about is the fact that they don't pay attention to what's going on in the Pacifica world. When they want to understand what's going on in New York City, because they claim that they want transparency, what they really should do is attend the finance committee meetings, like many people I know do. And I would suggest that there's no need for a forensic audit. There is need for money to run the 23 audit, but that's not the same thing as a forensic audit. Forensic audit is when you suspect that there's something missing. And we had NEDA, and then we no longer have NEDA. So now we have to do this ourselves. So I think that that's part of the problem that we have with low funding and lack of funding. That we're running on the idea that we're going to do these things, but if we don't do them because we have no money, we don't do them. Thank you, Catherine.
Thank you. And the gist of the question, I believe, is would the audits drive away listeners? And the forensic audit, will that drive away listeners? So thank you, Jack. Dr. Shaw.
Okay. Firstly, it's disingenuous and disrespectful for someone to say that other people are not paying attention. It's nice to have an idea and a thought and a feeling, but some of us, Jack, like to tell other people what they think and what they feel. Go on what the words that were said. The issue of transparency was about the numbers. that people like to produce and say, we give you all this information, but the numbers didn't match. Some of us do have a little bit of an accounting background. And the other funders who are paying for this election were asking about those numbers. They did not match. In short, example, if you look at line 12 on the output sheet of what we're actually paying for and what we're paying. So this is what Bertolt produced and said, these are our numbers. These are our costs. So the horizontal line, you look at each number, you see, like, for example, 1,000, 1,200, 800, 750, 1,500, 1,600, and on it went. When you do the mean of those numbers, it should very closely align with what he calls the average. Those numbers on no line, and we had 20, 25 lines, on no line do those numbers match. That's what the transparency people are talking about. They're not just words that people are throwing out. They're saying, well, how did you get your average when your average is nowhere near? They're not going to be exactly the same, but nowhere near the mean. What formulations were you using to get these numbers? When you do the totals, you total them up on the far right, all the horizontal, you add them all up. The numbers don't match the totals that Bertolt gives.
Thank you.
Every time we go to a finance committee meeting, it's just a lot of name calling and silliness. Yes, we do need to do an audit, firstly, and we do need to forensically decide how we are spending our monies and why. People have already said repeatedly, and these are members, we don't feel comfortable giving money when we don't know where the money is going and why.
Time.
Why are we always at a deficit?
Time.
That's the transparency issue that was arisen.
Thank you. Carolyn, did you answer this question? Do you get the gist of it now? Carolyn?
Sorry, I just unmuted myself. I had not heard the original question, but I think Dr. Shah would have spoken from my point of view. A real audit is very much to be desired in any organization, but especially this one, since there are so many questions.
Okay, thank you, Short. That was good. I've lost track now. Gail? Would you like to answer that question?
No, I don't have anything to add to that particular point. I agree that we need to know what our numbers are, and they need to match. That I think everybody can agree on.
Okay, thank you. Bruce, did you answer this question?
I'll give a tangential answer. Two things. First of all, I think we do need an audit, but I would say at this point we owe so much money to so many people that we owe the poor New York Times 4 months of transmitter rent. We owe 6 months to 388. We owe $60,000 to the call center, and I don't remember how much we owe Allegiance. I mean, you know, we owe big sums of money. So I think that probably takes precedence. What I would say is, an expense audit would be a very good idea. Like KPFK, for instance, when they finally went and did an expense audit, they found that they had four different phone systems that they were paying for and a bunch of the T1 DSL phone lines that they weren't using that they were still paying for and that sort of thing. So I think if we went through every expense that the station had and said, also, you know, do we absolutely need it? I mean, is this a nice to have or a must to have? So if it's not a must to have, then it's got to go out the window. When the plane is getting close to the mountains and it's not going to go over, you start throwing out shares. So at this point, if it's not a must to have, it's got to go. That's it. I'm done.
Thank you. And Michael, did you answer this question?
No. I believe it's some prior forum, I probably threw out the word forensic audit and audit and so forth. And then that was out of, you know, ignorance on my part as far as not knowing, you know, what the different finance committees do and information on that. So that I only threw that out there just based on a number of comments of folks not knowing where the money goes, and I just threw that out. So if it was offensive to anyone, I want to apologize for that.
So, Michael, you started the brush fire, huh?
All right, let's take the next caller. Okay, thank you. We're going to go to our next caller.
Hello.
Hello, yes. Give your name and ask your question. You have a minute.
This is Mario, an attendee CAB member. I'm not a voting member of the Community Advisory Board, and a member of the Finance Committee, soon to be a voting member again. Now, one thing I'll say is that except for Bruce Grief, Jack DePalma, Carolyn, Eleanor Foreman, and Neil Voss, and I guess Tom is running, Tom Arata, these people are members and attend the CAB meeting, and some of them attend the finance meeting. Everyone else I've heard on these panels, I've never heard them participate or attend the finance meeting or the community advisory board meeting.
Do you have a question?
Well, one, why not? Number two, what are they going to do about the premiums? Because in 2013, I went to an LSB meeting on Beaver Street, and Berthold proudly announced, well, not, I shouldn't say proudly, but casually announces that, oh, up to date, there's 3,000 premiums outstanding.
Thank you.
That was 2013. What are you going to do about that?
People thank you.
Breach of trust.
Time.
For listeners.
Thank you. Okay. So let's go through our presenters here. This time, let's start with Michael Nickerson.
Comment on what was just said.
What are you going to do about premiums, I think was the gist of the question.
Well, I think whatever committee or group is responsible for premiums, whether it's taking in the information and then the monies, there should be a trail of when someone orders something or purchases a premium, there should be a trail that shows exactly how much was brought in and what's supposed to go out and the successful completion of an order. I think that's just simple business.
Thank you. Thank you. And next is Doc Shaw.
Okay, thank you. As Michael said, it's pretty cut and dry. You take in money from people and you promise to do something, we need to perform. We have lost untold members because we don't perform. And most importantly, the minute someone pledges for anything, it doesn't cost anything to send out an email to say thank you. Something called upselling. You send out the email, you remind them of what they ordered. If it's not what they ordered, you give them a phone number and how to reach out to you. It shouldn't be a big process. It should be very simple. And it's automatically done. Email goes out as soon as you place the order. You are placing an order. And nonsense about how many things are lost, don't cut it. We can't make excuses around this. If you send a person an email to say thank you, make sure you send them a little chachi or something that says WBAI, and this is a gift from WBAI, and we thank you for your gift of funds to us. It should be a circular thing that constantly goes on. You're constantly being coached and thanked so that people feel engaged. Encourage them to get involved with the station. These are the things that you do premiums for, not merely to get money. We have become the home shopping network. Frankly, we can't compete.
Thank you.
We shouldn't be doing that. We need to use our premiums wisely and make sure we honor our promises.
Thank you. Carolyn Burden. Carolyn.
Sorry, thank you. I just unmuted. Yes, I think the question of premiums has always been a thorny one for me. I don't know. Yes, Home Shopping Network is exactly right. If years ago I invested in a couple of complete copies of the archives, absolutely fantastic stuff, wonderful stuff. And why we don't use the archives for premiums again, we used to use them more often, I do not know. It takes a little bit of imagination and a good manager. But we have to stop relying on products that we can't buy and we can't give out after we promise them. We need to go back to our roots, and that is to educate the listeners as to what BAI is about, what Pacifica is about. And that, in some sense, is to go back to the archives. There's a treasure trove there that's absolutely amazing. We should have a premium for 12-year-olds, a premium for law students, a premium for people in the performing arts, you know, a compilation of articles and shows that have appeared on our air over the years. And we wouldn't be in this position. How to deal with the current impasse, I don't know. It's going to be a legal issue before it's solved, I'm sure.
Thank you. Time. So I believe, Jack, did you answer this question?
I'd like to. Thank you very much, Catherine. Mm-hmm. The fact of the matter is it's not nonsense to say people deserve their premiums, but it is nonsense to think that a Pacifica radio station can provide you with peace. Part of what happened at WBAI is we are now beholden to people that sell stuff on our air. I do not appreciate that the radio station, and I could tell you because Mario is absolutely right. I was at the station packing boxes of stuff when we were on Wall Street. I've watched the premium problem blossom into a great problem because we're not, as Doc Shia said, we are not a very good home shopping network. We are a Pacifica radio station. We should be playing music. We should be playing socially aware, uplifting content. We should be selling, as Carolyn Burden just said, the archives, the speeches of Martin Luther King. There's nothing wrong with any of that. We should be programming and packaging our shows and giving them to people for free. Because as Bruce pointed out, we have the best content in New York City. But unfortunately, and this is the bad, sad thing, social uplift in America, look at what just happened on January 6th a few years back, doesn't really go over big with some people. And of course, remember, America makes a lot of money selling war. So if you really want to sell peace, you better be ready for people not buying it.
Time.
And as Carolyn said, if you want to buy the archives, it's some of the best material you're going to find. It represents my life. And when people say, oh, it's nonsense that when they buy something, they should get it within 3 days, Mr. Andrea is talking about something that happened 10 years ago. There's been a concerted effort on the part of the station and many people I know to volunteer to get premiums, to get them out the door, to mail them to people. So if anybody has a number to throw around, here's a number for people to understand. We're $2 million Pacifica-wide in the hole because people, even though they get their premiums and send us their money, don't really support the content, which is the main product of WBAI,
time.
The main product of Pacifica. Thank you, Catherine.
Thank you. Gail, Bay, did you have a chance to answer this question yet?
Well, I'd like to speak to the whole thing about Home Shopping Network aspect of it. I am not saying I'm an expert, but I know if I give out money and I expect something back, I expect it back in a timely manner. I've given out money to WHRO down here where I'm living now, and within a reasonable length of time, I get back my premium. I'm very happy. I continue to pay what I promised to pay. And you know, and I really feel good. I said, thank you. It's a big thank you. And I continue to pay those premiums. I continue to give that money, and so I'm sorry, for that premium. And I'm happy to do it.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Did I miss any of you with that question? Is there anyone who didn't have a chance to respond? No? Okay, so let's go to our next caller. Hello, please give your name and ask your question. 1 minute, please.
Yes, hello. This is JB from Brooklyn. And just I'm listening to the part of the forum and to just to candidate statements. I've been hearing, I too have listened to other stations. I actually go to some other meetings and so forth, public stations. I hear people that have been extolling their cab attendance, and I thank you for your public service. But I want to know, in brief, what that has to do with participation in a policy-oriented LSB construct. Okay? In brief. And also, I don't appreciate the mansplaining about following numbers. That's very condescending and racist, I believe, because I'm a black male, and I do not mansplain. Okay? Goodbye.
Okay. I don't know if you got that question, but why don't we start out with Carolyn?
Well, I'm afraid I'm one of the people who didn't get the question. Can you rephrase it or repeat it?
No, I can't. Why don't we go to the, unless anyone feels they can answer that question, it sounded like a statement, actually. Let's go to the next.
Okay, Catherine?
Yes.
Yes. Catherine Dockshire speaking, please.
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
He did ask a question.
Okay.
He said about mansplaining that people are talking about what happened in the past, what happened in this year, and what they did. And he said, well, stop mansplaining to the listener and tell them what you're doing right now. While you've been on the board, what are the actionable things that you're going to do, and what have you done that's actionable, that actually brought in things to help the station move forward? Financially and in other ways. Packing boxes is cute, he was basically saying, but what is it doing for us right now? We're not on Wall Street.
Catherine?
Okay, thank you.
Just a comment about what was said.
Jack, do you want to answer this question? Go ahead.
Well, I don't know if I can answer anybody's question about how numbers add, but there's a basic misunderstanding between the QuickBooks accounting software that's used in New York City sometimes. And
I'm
the
sorry.
Great plane.
That wasn't the young man's question.
Yeah.
Oh, I understand.
I'm sorry to say that.
Hold on.
I don't really want to interrupt you.
Jack. Okay, so I brought down the fader. Let's make it clear. We only are going to answer the questions at hand. If you want to fold something more into it, that's fine, but we're not going to just comment back and forth on each other's responses. Okay, so I'm going to start again. Does anyone have Jack, do you have an actual answer for
yes,
that question?
It's very simple. People in WBAI community talk at each other rather than listen to each other. It's important that we listen to each other. When we talk about numbers, numbers add up. Sometimes we use different types of accounting systems, and sometimes we don't have the exact daily numbers. That's what I wanted to say. Thank you.
Thank you for that. And, part of the guidelines.
That answers his question, huh?
Excuse me. Part of the guidelines of this particular forum is that we're not to crosstalk and say anything about the other candidates. So please honor those guidelines all. Thank you. So we will go to the next person who would like to answer this question. And I don't know who that might be, but I'll go through your names. Bruce, do you have something to respond?
Are you talking about the question that the guy just asked?
Yes, something about mansplaining.
Yeah, I have no idea, but I will go back to the premiums. It's absolutely unacceptable. You know, when I was talking about an inability to execute, that's exactly the kind of thing I was talking about. I ordered the best of BAI during the fundraiser and something else. I forget what it was. I never got an acknowledgement, and I'm not complaining. I'm just stating a fact. I never got an acknowledgement or a thank you or anything like that, nor did I get the premiums, which was just like a month ago. So BAI has this habit of, yeah, we'll sell them. And then maybe ship them whenever, you know, we have some money, you know, to buy the premiums. And Serene, actually had a really good idea, which is basic store management. And she said, if you sell, because my wife has a store, if you sell a handbag, you cannot declare the $68 as revenue. You can only declare the $40 as revenue that was your markup. The $28 you need to put back in the kitty to pay for the next handbag. And she suggested that we do that, which I think is an excellent idea.
Thank you.
Sell a premium for $100 and it costs you $25, you cannot put $100 in as revenue. You need to put the $25 aside. And we need to fix the premium problem. It's a disaster. It's killing our listeners. People are getting pissed off, and they're just going like, I've had enough. There's a third premium ordered I haven't gotten. I said, I'm done.
Thank you. Is there anyone else who wants to respond to this question? I'd like to go to the next caller otherwise. Okay, I'm going to take the next question. Hello, caller. Please state your name and ask your question.
This is Carolyn McIntyre. Am I on the air?
You are on the air.
Okay, thank you, Catherine. And thank you for keeping this forum focused and so that we can have some clarity about what we're hearing, because it is hard when there's interrupting and kind of sort of this scolding going on and it's interrupting. So
thank
you. I appreciate what you're doing.
But
and
your question, yeah.
My question is around how would the candidates support, guide, push, if you will, producers to fill out the forms on the website. This, you know, touches some of the things that have been brought up about the website. Because if people are going to come search for a show or they want a certain topic that they're looking for, the archives aren't very useful unless those forms are filled out. The general manager has asked repeatedly for two producers to fill those out over and over, and they have meetings with the producers and discuss this. Sometimes they've done it, but
okay.
The general manager who's managing all the things that he's doing with only one other paid person cannot be doing all of that.
Time.
So how would you all help the producers to do that?
Thank you. Carolyn, would you like to start us off?
Well, of course, my answer is an impossible one, which is to hire someone to help the general manager. I do think that in the absence of paid help at the station, maybe the producers need to organize themselves and do some of the work themselves as a group. And I don't mean that flippantly or not pointing fingers, but I'm just saying some things need to be done, and people sometimes have to take things into their own hands. I don't know any other solution at the moment. We are terribly out of money and out of ideas, it seems, but perhaps the producers themselves could come up with a response that would make their lives a little bit easier.
Thank you. Doc Shaw? Doc Shaw, would you like to answer that question? Okay. I'm not hearing you.
I apologize.
Yeah.
I just lost my stuff.
Oh, that's okay.
God bless America. Okay, let's be real here for 5 minutes. We know we don't have a lot of money, but there are certain things that everyone who is responsible to do things should just simply do. So instead of calling people out and on blast, we speak to each producer individually, and we say, what needs to happen? You give them the instructions. They either do it or they don't. There's a reason why they can't do it. You address that reason. If they can do it, they get it done. If they don't get it done, you decide what the consequences should be. And all this talk about nervousness and we're going to make somebody unhappy with me as a producer if I don't take charge of what I have to do. Well, if you're in management, you manage properly, profitably, or step aside and let someone else do it. Lead, follow, or get out of the way. That's simple.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I want to remind everyone, this is WBAI New York, 99.5 FM, WBAI.org. And we will go to our next candidate, Gail Bay. Would you like to answer this particular question? We're not hearing you, Gail. Okay. Oh, there you are. Do you want to respond, Gail Bay? No? Okay, Bruce. Bruce Greif, would you like to respond? Am I pronouncing your name correctly?
Yeah, and kudos to Carolyn. She was the LSB chair for 2 years, I think, when it was the Visigoths and the other Neanderthals, you know, battling it out. So, I mean, I got involved like after the October 19th shutdown, but I mean, that was like a real labor of Aegean Stables trying to be the chair at that point. But anyway, what she's talking about is the description in the archives, which is another section and links. It's really not a particularly onerous task, maybe 15 minutes. And all the producers do show notes. So really what they should do is just take that section, put it at the top of the show notes that they're doing for the next show, fill it out, and then post it. It's really not that difficult. I don't understand why. It's maybe 15 minutes of work. So that's it.
Okay, and
I don't see
Michael Nickerson, would you like to respond?
Catherine?
Yes.
Who's
talking? Someone is hold. Let me mute potential.
Yeah, Catherine, I'd love to answer this.
Okay, wait, and let's see if Michael has a question, an answer, Michael. Or did you answer already? Michael Nickerson? Okay, let's go to Jack DePalma.
Yes, Catherine, when I noticed that the archives didn't have any of this anecdotal information about the various shows that I like to listen to, Leonard Lope is a good example. I know that they have people to help out, but I mentioned it to the general manager, and as other people said, the truth is that the only onerous part about it is that the servers at Pacifica are really, really slow. It's probably because they have so much content, so much audio content, so much information up there that if you want to go to a show, let's say Katie Helper, and you want to put in what you just heard, you got to go there and get the information and find the book and the author and the magazine article, and then you can put it up on the archived material, but you got to kind of go through the management staff page. And it's not all that hard, but it is kind of really slow because the server is really kind of slow. And I've worked with servers through the Board of Ed, and I've worked with servers in other contexts, and sometimes they're really fast, and sometimes they're really slow. So if you do want to volunteer to help that out, that's what I've been doing for the last 2 weeks since I was kind of given the information how to do it. And it's really – I think it's really helpful because I've had friends that use the radio station and the radio shows to do a college and high school teaching to get students to research stuff. You got to have an archive that can be searched, not just a date and a radio show, and you got to listen to what minute. And people don't really go through all the minutiae of a dictionary or the information in a data file. But that little pointer to who is on the radio show, and you go look at Ralph Nader radio show. I just put something up there a couple of days ago. So people are doing it, and I imagine Carolyn is right. You need volunteers to do it, and I imagine Bruce doesn't understand how slow the servers are at Pacifica, because I have been doing it, and I've been doing it, and it's slow. But thank you very much for the question. It's an excellent question, and the archives are a real resource to WBAI in Pacifica. If we could build those archives, we could actually have a searchable database that people can do educationally valuable things on.
Thank you.
You know, anti-war or nuclear material or, you know, climate change. Our station does so many different things. So, you know, to think. Thank you, Catherine.
Thank you.
WBAI in New York. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
I should. I don't want to embarrass Catherine, but she doesn't fill hers out either.
Well, I'm not going to comment. Do you have something to say? Is there anyone else who wants to answer this question that I missed?
Yeah, Carolyn, I'd like to jump in.
Okay.
I see Michael's name is up first, though.
Michael can answer after you at this point. Go ahead.
Do you want me to go ahead or Michael?
Yes, you have the floor.
All right. Thank you. Sorry about my voice. You know, the dilemma that Jack described is a perfect example of the kind of fundraising appeals we could make somewhere. Not just in New York City, but somewhere in the country, there is some technical organization, some news gathering foundation that wants to help. And if we made a pitch that was just as it was described, for new servers for this purpose, and offered perhaps low-cost premiums to schools for 6 months as a return favor to a foundation funding the new servers, something of that sort. We might think about things like that. I don't think we're looking at things as possible donatable causes, and this is definitely one of them. One of many, by the way.
Thank you.
But just a thought on how to monetize that particular issue.
Michael Nickerson, did you have a chance to answer the question? Or would you? We're not hearing you. I think that's the issue. Okay. I think that, Gail, you would have to unmute and answer the question if you would like to answer the question. Okay. So I'm going to go to the next caller. Hello, you're on the air. Please state your name and your question.
Is that me, Catherine?
Yes, it is.
Thank you. I have some quick questions that are short answers. Can I say them all at once, or should I ask and then wait for an answer?
No, you have 1 minute, so if you could say them all in 1 minute, sure. We'll allow the answers to be given.
I can. Thank you. I seem to notice that there are two people named Bay on the panel, and I'm wondering if there's a familial or some other relationship between them.
Well, you can only answer questions of the whole group, not individuals. If the whole group wants to answer, they can, but otherwise that would be against the guidelines. What are your other two questions?
Okay, well, the other one was a question to a specific person as well, but I'll ask the third one. A previous speaker, I think one of the questioners, mentioned that he hasn't seen most of the people on the panel at the local finance committee or local community advisory board meeting. And I have a perfect record this year in my attendance at the local finance committee. And I don't believe I've ever seen any of the candidates save for one at the finance committee meeting, and I'm hearing a lot of what I would consider misinformation coming from people. So I'm hoping that they could commit now that whether they're elected or not, they might start attending the national finance, the local finance committee, so that they can get fully informed. Could we get a commitment from them, please?
Okay, that's a good question. Thank you. I just want to give out the listener call-in line. It's 212-209-2877, 212-209-2877. And you can send emails also to radio@wbai.org, radio@wbai.org. And that commitment to the Finance Committee, why don't we start with Jack DePalma?
Yes, the Finance Committee meeting meets once a month. The meeting is a week after the LSB meeting, and it's put on KPFTX. And I think I haven't missed maybe one meeting in 2 years. I would also recommend that people that are interested in WBAI join the CAB, attend the CAB, and this way their interests, their concerns, their knowledge will grow, because they do talk about programming, they talk about shows, they talk about personalities, they talk about circumstances. We should be talking more about how we can raise money, but unfortunately the Community Advisory Board is just advisory, and that would be good to attend. And finally, I think anybody that wants to, the suggestion was made before that people listen in to the various different national meetings. They're at KPFTX as well. And you might find out things about other stations or about our station that are kind of shocking. Thank you, Catherine.
Okay, so why don't we go to Michael Nickerson. Are you able to speak?
Yes.
Okay, there you are.
Yes, I would commit to attending those meetings.
Thank you. And why don't we go to Bruce?
Actually, I've been attending those meetings for 2-3 years. I'm on the Finance Committee. I'm on the CAB. I listen to the NFC, usually by going to the KPFTX archive and listening to it after it's been posted. But I would strongly suggest, I mean, one of the things I've noticed about the new candidates for this cycle is a lot of them really get some sticker shock when they listen to an LSP meeting, or they find out, you know, what's really going on and how much money the network owes and the rest of it. So, yeah, I would say it's important. You know, the other problem, and this highlights another thing that we don't do, is we don't give new LSP board members any kind of guidelines, you know, like LSP for Dummies or 101, or, you know, there's no procedures. If you don't have the knowledge like London taxi drivers, you know, you're completely lost. There's no orientation process. That's it. I'm done.
Thank you. Gail, would you like to respond? Gail Bay?
Hey. Yes, I would like to respond. I don't want to be adversarial, but it seems like we're going on and on and on around. A lot of people have been, as I can understand, have been attending meetings. I don't know all the call letters for the various parts of the organization, but a lot of people have been attending things and doing things, and yet it seems to me right now we're in the soup, even after all, a lot of these people have attended stuff. And I haven't heard anything about this is what we're going to do to move forward, even from all these people who have attended meetings. So if attending meetings has gotten us where we are now, I don't know that attendance at meetings is the real problem. That's what I think. Thank you.
Thank you. And Doc Bay? I'm sorry, Doc Shaw?
Thank you, and I'll just pick up the mic in a second. That's the crux of it all. When people sit here and try to tell other people what they're doing and what they're not doing and worry about familiarity when they should be thinking about whom they're married to and being on boards, and yet she really is So you went to the meeting. We've all listened. I have also listened live. I always listen, as it's already been said, to the tape. And it's not pretty. Nothing really occurs. We have nothing that's going to come out of it. The best we can say is we create more meetings to settle up what happened at the meeting, to figure out what's the next meeting. We don't have any concrete actions. So at some point, you have to ask yourself, what's the point of all this meeting? Who is responsible to get something done? Not meetings, but getting something done. So many of us do have an accounting background. We're not accountants, but many of us do have accounting backgrounds, and we understand we're broke. We need to do something about that and understand how we got to be so broke.
Thank you. Carolyn, did you answer this question?
I did not, but I would have a comment about the meeting attendance. A couple of years ago, when the new board was forming, I offered to buy every new member of the LSB a copy of Robert's Rules of Order. No, we don't need that. You know, that's too much. They didn't want to be bothered with all of that stuff. And about a month later, I saw the chair handing out copies of Robert's Rules. Evidently, they found a need for them. One of the things about Robert's Rules is that it demands the kind of accountability we're talking about. You have a meeting, you write a report. The report goes into a file where it is examined for relevance and value. And there is a record that people can look at. What happened in this committee over the last year? We can't find out. And I think that's a very good point to raise, that we need some method and a little more rigor in how we conduct an organization.
Thank you. Did I neglect any of you to answer that question? I think everyone did. We're going to go to our next caller.
Hi. Hello?
Yes.
Yes, I just wanted to know, I'm not on the board or anything, but I just had a couple of suggestions, if that's okay with you.
What? You don't have a question?
Yes, I do have. My name is Ethel, by the way, and I'm calling from the Bronx. And I was wondering if you can get GoFundMe using, say, borough outreach. Say, for example, you're in the Bronx today and then you're in Brooklyn in order to reach out to people in the different communities. And I also wanted to know if there was a way to contact, because I did try the email when you go to WBAI.org to contact the different producers, because sometimes, you know, I have some ideas and I wanted to just give it to them. But I never hear back from them. I know people are busy, but still, it would be nice if somebody did try to reach out. A couple of people from the radio station has reached out, but others, I don't get any type of feedback. And it's funny, I was going to mention Robert's Law, because we used it when we were in college with student government.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so let's do a round, just for those of you of our candidates that would like to answer that particular question. Why don't we start this time with Michael Nickerson?
Another question. Again, going to attendance, going to what needs to be done, you know. I like the idea of a LSB membership for dummies. I need to read it. But I'm open to learning, and I'm going to defer to other members that are present.
Thank you. Bruce?
You want me to answer that lady's question?
If you have an answer, you're not required.
I think what she was asking was, you know, there doesn't seem to be an easy way to contact the producers. And I would agree with that, because you have to go onto the website and then you pick the show. And then, you know, there's a box where you email, and then you say whether it's a house, a cat, or water or something. And I guess it sends an email somewhere. But a solution might be, a much simpler solution might be just create an email called, you know, lavozlatina@wbai.org. Use the name of the show. Create an email for the show. And then if you got a question, you just use the name of the show, send the email in, and producer may or may not answer you. I mean, some producers seem to be very open to dialoguing with users, having them call in, talking to them. David Rothenberg is probably the premier example. I mean, he's got a whole family going on, and people love him. And other producers really not interested. They just want to get on and do their show, and they don't want call-ins, and they don't want to be bothered. They want to produce their 57-minute segment and send it in. So that's it. I'm done.
Okay, thank you. And Joe De Palma.
Jack, you mean?
Oh, yes, Jack.
It's quite all right, Catherine. There's three things I would respond to very quickly. Number one, Robert's rules are necessary. Otherwise, meetings become very unproductive, and it's in the bylaws. Number two, the ability to contact a producer is one of the main reasons why people feel so unanchored when WBAI does or says things like, I sell a premium, or I make a comment and I will not respond. I could talk to David Rothenberg. I can send an email and talk to him when he sells me Broadway tickets. And I've seen many a Broadway play because of David Rothenberg. It's a wonderful media option in New York City that we're very lucky to have. I believe he makes number four on the list of the money that comes into the radio station that we must earn. David Rothenberg does that for WBAI. And I also contributed to his charity, the Fortune Society. And I think the third thing to comment about Ethel's comment is that GoFundMe might be more specific. I remember there was a producer that passed away and they had to come up with some funeral costs, and the GoFundMe helped for that. And so just to point out that we have a great resource here, and things like GoFundMe may not be the way to really go about it. We have to value our radio station because we have to support it. And that means more than just, you know, I want something for the radio station. When you turn on your radio, send them a $20 bill because you're getting it for free. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Gail? Gail
Bay? I don't really know much about GoFundMe, but I don't really think that would be quite appropriate for what our needs are. Thank you.
Doc Shaw?
Getting back to what Ethel actually asked, she wasn't just saying about GoFundMe. What she actually said was, it would be nice to interact borough by borough rather than say, this is just all of New York in one fell swoop. And that would be a great opportunity to interact. In fact, we can take the example of John Payne, traveled 900 miles every week, get in to do his show, and then would stay over, do an outreach that many listeners listened to, many listeners enjoyed, and also people gave money to. If we interact with people, rather than telling them what's in their pockets, we will be able to get funds from people who are interacting with us. People do not arrive at radio as a destination any longer. That is passé, period, full stop. Not what people do. They go there for specific information, and we have to let them know we have specific information to give. The best way to get new members is to go out and solicit them, and solicit them not simply by saying, I'm going to give you this, you give me that. No, they want to be involved. I have done an extensive study on my own, what listeners want. And listeners who want to become members want something very different than someone just casually listening. We need members, not just listeners. We need cohorts. We need not to be given everything from top down. Members want to be able to be involved and be asked for assistance, and they want to be included in decisions. That's the issue. And if we don't address that, we're going nowhere.
Thank you. And Carolyn, I don't believe you answered this question.
No, but I would like to say amen to the previous answer. Right on target. For people who came in late, one of the issues that I offered when I made my candidate statement was that I would like to improve access to the website and make sure that it is our website page has some real information on it. And one of the things it should have definitely is a way of reaching producers. And this is a management issue. Producers say, I don't want to do that. And management says, okay. And the listeners are left hanging. If in fact management said you either respond to listeners in a way that is respectful and informative, or you find somebody else to do it in your place. But when a listener calls in and says, I have a suggestion or I have a comment, that listener deserves some respect and an answer. And if we don't have producers who want to do that, perhaps we need to look for different kinds of producers, because it's unacceptable to have a radio station that doesn't want to talk to its listeners. That really is me beyond the pale. Sorry.
Thank you. I believe everyone has answered. Let me know if I've missed one of you. We're going to go to our next caller. Hello. Please give your name and your question. You have a minute to go.
Sure. This is Michael. It's been reported that a number of WBI's show hosts are on a Ukrainian government-sponsored hit list. It's quite a special distinction for WBAI, and it says something about what we do. Reportedly, financial support and backing for the list is even coming from the United States and NATO. Now, some assert that the reports must be fake news, maybe Russian disinformation. Should these questions be important to the local station board, which has been asked to respond to this? And if so, what should the LSB be doing about it?
Okay, thank you for that question. Why don't we start with Doc Shaw?
Thank you, Catherine. Where to begin? There's a lot of hinky things going on all around the world, not just in Ukraine, not just with Hitlers there. There are Hitlers in Mexico. There are Hitlers in Guatemala. There are Hitlers in Peru. There are Hitlers in Sudan. There are Hitlers in Niger, Chad. Where do we begin to get ourselves embroiled in all of this kind of stuff? We should make a generalized statement, not specific to Ukraine, that no, we are against anything that attacks journalists. That should be clear. Anything that's detrimental to life on this planet, called our Mother Earth, should be against. And we should do things to make sure that our voices are heard for everyone, not just about Ukraine's Hitlers, because the United States is hitting people right here. Perhaps we might want to talk about all the women who are being shot under ridiculous circumstances by their so-called serve and protect. Perhaps we want to talk about people who are being shot in the back. Perhaps we want to talk about Cop City and those activists who are on Hitlers. Hitlers to go to jail, Hitlers to be locked up for 40 years. So yes, this is what's required of our station writ large. It's required of our network writ large. But specifically about one thing and one thing only, no, that's inappropriate. What's appropriate is to make it a wider ranging issue, and we reach out to communities and see what their thoughts are. Black African movement, they're under a gun now. We're being taking so-called Russian, quote-unquote, air quotes, money. This is going on everywhere. Let's make it like what it is.
Time.
A worldwide problem, not just a European problem. Thank you.
And coming next, we could hear from Jack DePalma.
Was that to me, Catherine?
Yes.
Was that to Jack?
Yes, Jack DePalma.
You're muted, Catherine. I don't know if you can hear that.
Jack, can you hear me
now? Yes, is okay? I can talk?
Yes, please.
Okay. So I've heard of this, and I know a little bit about this. I tend to agree with Doc Shah. I believe that there's enough in the last 5 years in the United States. They went after election workers in Georgia. The former mayor and the former president went after election workers in Georgia, and maybe the consequences will come to them. I believe what the caller was asking about is serious. However, I don't really have the ability to, you know, arm or do detective work. I know that there are claims coming from both sides of war. There always are, about who is for and who is against. Our side wins, our side loses, and we all lose the truth. So at the end of the day, I agree with Doc Shah. There's a lot wrong with anything having to do with a hit list. But as we all know in the WBAI community, that there's a fellow named Julian Assange who's in jail, and I can't tell you what he did wrong, because basically all he did was kind of point out that sometimes they act that way where, you know, if you speak out against certain things, you wind up losing your freedom. So, all right, I'm sorry, but I'm not really so caught up in worrying about what happens to Roger Waters. I know Germany went after him, but Germany really shouldn't be calling out people for, showing off what's wrong with authoritarianism. And I understand the caller, and I understand what Doc Shah said, and I tend to think that what Doc Shah said is true. We have to be very concerned about people that don't have a media outlet to protect them, or a set of people that believe in free speech and political justice, that they would actually stand up for these situations. We have all sorts of people that are, as Doc Shah said, Cop City. What's that about? You know, now we're going to have authoritarian police forces training militarized groups in a primeval forest in Georgia. I don't know. Georgia is a little confused. Should we worry about protecting a fair and honest election in America? So I tend to think that we have to be very cautious. Hit lists are bad business, and we don't want that to happen to us. But right now I see it as being, you know, claims and not necessarily any more than claims. So thank you.
And Gail Bay.
Nope, I have absolutely nothing to add to that. They said it all.
All right. Bruce?
Yeah, I think Doc Shaw and Jack nailed it. I mean, there's nothing more that I could add to that. What I do want to do is jump back to what Carolyn and Doc Shaw were saying about getting the community involved with the station, so that the station talks with the community and not at them. So currently we do a lot of talking at the community, but we don't talk with the community. Any number of programs and initiatives where we could bring people in. There's a fantastic maternity health program that Reynoso is running in Brooklyn, the borough president. You know, you get involved with that. So, I mean, I think that's – and people really do, like Doc said, people really do want to feel that their advice counts, or they want to help. I mean, people love to help. So, but if you just talk at them and you lecture them, and then you go like, yeah, okay, fine, yeah, later. All right, that's it.
Thank you. Michael, would you like to answer that?
I respectfully wait for the next question. I just went to the first one, came back.
Okay. Carolyn, did you answer this question?
No, I would like to, though. This brings us right back to the mission statement. To engage in any activity that shall contribute to a lasting understanding between nations. What we have here, as was just pointed out, is a teachable moment. And the Assange case is not about Assange. It's about the First Amendment. So if the producers could get together and organize themselves and
write up and produce a group response, the discussion that their position may or may not be satisfactory to all the people who are crying about it, but it is a First Amendment right, and they need to get together and speak up as if, in fact, they were members of WBAI and knew what WBAI was supposed to be about. This is a First Amendment question. It's fundamental. And Biden is going to lose the election if Assange is brought into the United States and not pardoned. It's one of those terrible issues. But I think that we have to just broaden it. It's not about Ukraine. It's about the freedom of the press. And if our producers don't understand that and get together and issue a joint response on the air, in paper, to every newspaper that will print it, you know, I think this is a real teachable moment for WBAI. This is what we were created for, this kind of issue. It may not be everybody's belief, but that's the whole point. It's a First Amendment issue and it needs to be dealt with. I hope that our producers can rise to the occasion and get together and point out that, in fact, this is why we exist. I'm very proud of WBAI. In fact, they would address that completely on that level.
Thank you. I believe everyone had a chance. If not, please let me know at this moment. We are approaching the end of this forum. There are many callers trying to come in at the moment and several more holding on. So the listeners are very much engaged, and I want to thank all of you who have participated and would like to continue to participate. But I want to give each of our candidates an opportunity to offer a closing statement, and then we will have to move on. This is the third of three forums, and you can go back and listen on the archive at WBAI.org. And I want to thank everyone for listening to this candidate forum for the 2023 delegate elections. You can visit elections.pacifica.org for more information and to request an e-ballot. To request a paper ballot, leave a message on the following phone number: 1-213-635-9363. Again, if you want to request a paper ballot, call 1-213-365-9363. And if you want to find out more about the delegates that you've heard over these three forums, as well as those you may not have heard, you can visit elections.pacifica.org for more information. And make sure to cast your ballot before 11:59 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on September 30th, 2023. And before we sign off, I'm going to invite everyone who has participated in today's show to do a closing statement. And we can do fit about 1.5 minutes each. I would like to start with Carolyn Burden.
May I pass? I wasn't prepared with a written closing statement, and I would prefer not to go in cold. If someone else could speak first, I'd appreciate it.
All right. Doc Shaw.
I apologize. It's the constant thing with this phone. I want people to understand something, that it's not that you're voting for me. It's not that you're voting for the people that I think will help move this station forward. It's about, what do you deserve? Do you deserve to be continually disrespected? And we have to be honest about that's what's been happening. You insist that you want to be
in a position where your monies go God knows where, under what rubric, no one really knows. Because if you keep paying bills and you don't know why you're paying the bills, you will always end up in the same place, broke. I ask people to consider their votes very carefully. And it's easy to talk about things. But as someone who has went out and signed up 40 new members, it was not easy. I had to work cooperatively with several other people on this call to get those members signed up. Yes, I twisted arms and I made them promises. And I hate to have them walk away. So I ask you to, again, consider your votes carefully for the people who are actually doing things. When we ask a number of people on the LSB and other places to help to fund the election, crickets. They did not want to help. They will not help in the future, but they'll talk about everything from sunup to sundown. Those who have more should give more. Those who are given responsibility should be responsible. On any board you sit, it is your responsibility to open your pocketbook and to get your friends to open theirs if you don't have it. And if you're sitting here to tell me that you don't have 10 friends, 20 friends that you can raise $500, $1,000 from every quarter, we're not even talking about every month, but every quarter, if you're not willing to sign up at least 10 new people on the regular, you really don't belong on this board. And that's the truth. Truth hurts. But we need to move forward. BAI must survive. It cannot do so under the rubric we are currently under. Thank you all for listening. I appreciate you, regardless of who you vote for. Thank you, Catherine.
Thank you very much. And could you spell your name as it will be on the ballot so people can find you?
Oh, it should just be Doc, D-O-C, Shah, S-H-Y-A. It's not Shia, it's just Shah. The Y is silent. It is a foreign name.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Gail Bay, would you like to give your closing statement?
Hi, thank you for having me this evening. I have just been listening to the things that have been going on at BAI, and I think I can bring something to the table. I've spent a long time in education, teaching young people and not so young people to move forward effectively. I think that I can bring that same kind of knowledge to helping turn the station around because it is so, so, so valuable. We just don't have that many outlets in this country that can do what WBAI can do, and I want to be a part of helping it get it done. And right now, we're not able to really do it, and I'd like to be a part of doing it. My name, Gail, G-A-I-L, B as in boy, E-Y. Thank you for having me.
Thank you very much. And Bruce Greif, please make your closing statement.
Yeah, I've pretty much said everything that I have to say. I don't want to do any happy talk or any of that kind of stuff. Realistically, you know, the station is really in deep yogurt, and it's going to take a lot of work to dig it out of the hole that it's in. I don't think that it's going to be easy, and I'm not even sure that you could predict a successful outcome. They're going to have to open it up to volunteers, go back to the way they used to do things where they were using volunteers for just about everything and community participation. And, you know, if that doesn't happen, right now they're running about 1,000 listeners on average in a metropolitan, in an MSA of 18 million people. So unless you address that problem, I mean, it's really nice to pump money in with grants and CBB and all the rest of that. But if you don't have a listener base that is getting some value from the programs you're producing, you know, it's just not going to happen. I mean, people, they talk about, like, young people. Well, are we addressing any of the young people's issues? How about student loan debt? You know, we don't have a program about that. We don't even have any young people on the air. So that's it. And then I'm going to actually suggest you vote for Carolyn because I have a lot of respect for her.
Thank you. And Michael Nickerson, would you like to do a closing statement?
Sure. I want to again say thank you, family, for having me. I can just reiterate that you can reread my mission statement that I wrote as my statement that's online. But also, I just want to say that I'm willing to work. I'm bringing ideas that would and should bring more membership, bring more varied membership, and with that value and bring in more money. And I think that's the name of that tune. Thank you. Michael Nickerson, M-I-C-H-A-E-L, Nickerson, N-I-C-K-E-R-S-O-N. Here to work.
Thank you. And Jack DePalma.
Yeah, thank you, Catherine, for hosting this. And I want to agree with Bruce and, of course, Doc Shah. These are very important observations about how WBAI can function. The idea that we need volunteers making the station once again vibrant. I just want to point out that in the last 3 days, I think I met two different people, one of which was a WBAI listener and supporter, and one of which was not, but a young person that I said, oh, you should kind of tune into WBAI. A lot of people don't know about this radio station. And as Bruce points out, it's really something that they don't know they're missing, because it has tremendous value to young people. He mentioned the student loan situation. That's caused by how poorly enunciated the process was when they took out the money and went to school. I was a teacher for many years, and I would tell kids, don't go to a school expecting a job, go to a school expecting an education. And so America thinks that they're all going to go to school and spend a lot of money and get a job. So what I try to share with people is that you need basic information. Politics is about how we together spend our money. And maybe that's a reflection on what's wrong with WBAI and Pacifica. We've squandered away assets that are valuable. We are asset rich, but cash poor, because as was pointed out, 18 million people, very few people listen to WBAI. Is it the music? Is it the content? I don't know what it is, but 18 million people could be appealed in a different way. And obviously we can be not just asset rich, but also entertaining and valued by many, 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 many people. We have a resource that we're not valuing, and that's a national resource. I saw how the audience collapsed in Los Angeles. I don't know what they do wrong. I don't know why they did it wrong, but in Washington, they have an audience. In Houston, they have an audience. And I believe there are many people that I've met over the last 10 years that are listening to WBAI, maybe right now. The audience in New York City is dedicated. They've survived long enough to pay these bills. And I think we, contrary maybe what Doc Shea said, we can once again turn this radio station into not only a thriving organization of community-minded, diverse people, but also people that understand that peace, community, justice, these are real important things in America. We all value these things. So let's work together, as everybody's saying, and vote for me, and I'll try to work together with you. Thank you very much, Catherine. Thank you very much, everybody else.
And thank you. And would you like to spell your name?
Jack, DePalma. Rank me in the top 5, and that would be nice, and rank me in the top 10, and I'll get elected. Thank you so much, everybody.
Thank you. And Carolyn, would you like to give a closing statement?
Yes, I would. Thank you. I have been endorsed by two people who did not ask my permission or ask my feelings about it, but I just want to make clear to listeners that I am against any sales swap or working relationship with MNN or any other organization that's looking to buy WBAI. And I would like to recommend Bruce Greif, Jack DePalma, Neil Voss, Tom Morata, and Paul DiRienzo when you vote, and put us in your top 5 or 6 people. I think it's an important thing to remember that we have a long way to go. We have a long history. And I was on campus at Columbia
69, when the police made the first armed raid on a university campus in the country. And when I got off campus at 2 o'clock, limping from their efforts, and I got home, WBAI was the only radio station in New York that covered it. New York Times covered it up because Reston was on their board of directors, and the only radio station in the city that covered the raid on Columbia by the police, a very important political action, was at WBAI. And I never forgot that. And we still have to make sure that they keep doing the right thing. And that means electing the right people. And as I said, when I first came on, my opening statement, some of you may have missed, I want to do a survey of the current members. I want to create a folio of printed publications so that all the members have something in print. And I want to improve access to our website, which is a ton of information that is inaccessible, and add some more. Some people today made comments about what should be on that website, and I agree it needs print. So those are my main aspects, the main points for which I hope you'll vote for me. Thank you. Carolyn Burden, B-I-R-D-E-N. And if you go online, you can get my email address. It's burden.carolyn@yahoo.com.
Thank you all for participating in this forum. And let me please also thank all of you who are calling in. We've got a full board of people who want to speak with our candidates. And I apologize for those who have been holding on for a long time. And ask you to please be sure to get your ballots and participate. And I want to thank everyone for listening to WBAI's Candidate Forum for the 2023 delegate elections. You can visit elections.pacifica.org for more information and to request an e-ballot. That's elections.pacifica.org. And if you want a paper ballot, you can call 213-635-9363. That's 213-635-9363. And your ballots must be cast by 11:59 p.m. ET, Eastern Time, September 30th, 2023. And I'm very grateful to have been able to moderate this forum. And I want to thank all of everyone for participating, and we'll be moving on to our programming for the day.
Thank you, Catherine, and please remind everyone to look for their ballots, look for the emails from all the candidates.
Very good. Thank you for that.
Thanks, Catherine.
Christian McBride, and you're listening to WBAI New York 99.5 FM and WBAI.org on the web.
A station dedicated to and sponsored by its listeners. From 1960 to present day, WBAI has been promoting an innovative perspective of news, public affairs, music, arts, health, and science. In order to provide a truly unique voice to New York City, WBAI receives its financial assistance from listeners like you. To help WBAI continue this tradition, you can become a BAI buddy by giving a generous monthly donation of as little as $10. It's a safe, secure, and simple way to support